Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
Yeah, it's going. It's going. Okay, so I have to ask, what did you choose to drink today?
The caramel macchiato.
Okay, I did the brown sugar cinnamon latte again. I think it's great. I think Derek might kill me because I just messed with that. Just kidding. He won't kill me. All right. We are here without Jessica.
Slacker.
I know. I know. Just this whole I'm sick thing. I mean, I don't know. I think she just didn't read her books. But
oh, is that what it is? Jessica.
Probably not really, but you know.
I mean, she messaged earlier in the week to see how far along we were. To make sure we were on track like the big sister she is.
She did. You're right.
And then she just doesn't come.
What are we going to do? Because she's the one that, like, we pick on. I know. Get all our entertainment from because she gets so embarrassed when we talk about the romance.
We're just going to have to be, like, put in Jessica's perspective for her today.
Yeah. We'll share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll share.
She's not here to defend herself. Sorry.
That's right. That's so true. So we are kicking off the Inconvenience series, right? Mm-hmm. Is the name of the series? Or the Convenient Risk. I'm sorry. It's the Convenient Risk series by Sarah R. Turnquist, which we have not had her on the podcast for, I think it's been about a year since we've had her on.
Yeah, I recognized her when I saw the back. I was like, oh, we've interviewed her before.
Yes. She is very sweet, very knowledgeable. Love chatting with her. So hopefully we'll get an interview in with her. But this is a 7-book series that we're kicking off. And we batch record. So if you watch the videos, you notice like our clothes are not going to change for books 1 through 4, but they'll be different for books 5, 6, and 7 because we had to split them up because it's a lot to talk about in one sitting. So we're going to kick off with book 1, which Tiff has over there. What is it? The Convenient Risk. Go ahead and read the back of that one.
Forced into a marriage of convenience after her husband dies, Amanda Haynes is determined to she will never love again. Not that it bothers Brandon Miller. He needs her husband's cattle. She needs financial stability and a long-term support for her son and herself. But she never expected to care so much about the running of the ranch. Butting heads over decisions of the ranch, adding to her frustration and grief at her loss, her well-being is soon threatened as their lives become entangled with Billy the Kid and his gang. What has she gotten herself into? What kind of man has she married? Is there any way out?
Do, do, do. Yeah. Okay, when I read the back of that, I was like, oh my word, how are we going to like him if he's running around with Billy the Kid? You know, or associated with him. It really threw me. But when you got to the kind of reveal, did that surprise you? Like, were you expecting that or?
No, because, that you really don't hear from until that one part. And then you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, it really, that was a twist I did not see coming. Mm-hmm. She surprised me, happily surprised me, because there's this scene where he's in an alley paying off these three gang members.
Yes.
And you're like,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not understand that either.
And then I got mad because then he went into the saloon and got drunk. Mm-hmm. Not like stupid drunk, but, you know. And that just made me mad because then when he got home, he was fumbling around and she's like, oh no, someone's in the house. So she kind of came at him and Yeah, that I won't tell you how that scene ends, but I mean, it did set up for a nice scene there too, yeah. I guess, with them. But yeah. When that all went down, I was like, I'm not really.
I wasn't a fan of him at first. It was just he was after her cattle. He wanted to expand his own business, and but it does evolve very well. Like very nicely.
It does. But you're right. At first, I was like, oh, this kind of really stinks for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least he was respectful and like, we don't need to share a marriage bed. It's just a business deal. I need your cattle to keep going.
Yeah.
You need a place to stay to be taken care of, you and your son. So, ew.
Yeah.
It's kind of what you think.
Yeah, because it wasn't even very long after her husband had died.
What was it, a week or two?
Mm-hmm. It was very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. But you, I mean, but back then.
Yeah, that's true.
She wouldn't have made it very long.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think. But, I mean, they were out in the Wild West, though.
Yeah.
So, and to take care of a herd of cattle on your own would be, and because it didn't talk about her first husband and her having any ranch hands. It sounded like it was just the two of them.
Yeah. And he was sick. So it sounded like, though, she had been taking care of most things. So she had to give that up and trust this guy that just wanted her cattle.
Yeah.
That would be hard. I don't know.
I know.
I'm glad I'm in this time period.
I know. See, that's the hard part. It's kind of like when we read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, and all the different things around women and like men having multiple wives and all of this stuff. And Derek's always like, you have to read it within the context of the time. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, women did not grow up back then thinking, I'm going to fall in love and, you know, live happily ever after with one man. He goes, it was different. You have to remember that. Cause I'm always like, I can't believe she put up with that. anyways. It is different back then. So, I agree with you. I didn't like him at first. Okay, I think we're back. I don't know. We'll see how long this lasts. This is the time of year where your allergies are going because our weather's been
cold
up and down. Like,
yeah.
We started the week.
In the 20s?
I think 20s was snow and ice. And now we're, in the 60s. So, that is Indiana. I don't know if I ever shared this with you. I heard one time that I think it was maybe during World War II. They recruited a bunch of men from Indiana to be in the submarines because they could handle the drastic change in the.
Oh,
I don't know.
Pressure.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know anything about submarines, but I can't remember. It's been such a long time ago since I heard that.
Yeah.
But it's because our weather is so
crazy.
I mean. I think a lot of Midwest states can probably have the saying of, if you don't like the weather, just wait an hour because it'll change.
Yeah.
All right. What did you think about her son?
Her son. I felt sorry for her son as well. I mean, I thought he was going to get this person to look up to. I mean, eventually. But at first, it's like the son just kind of got discarded. I felt like.
Yes.
She just Uncle Owen take over, and she wasn't really spending any time with her son. I was disappointed in her for that, but also for Brandon not pulling the son in and making him feel more welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it was a big struggle for them to start gelling, but I think that might be a little taste of reality given the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was still in her deep, like, grieving part. And I think it's hard to attend to anyone else's needs when you're in that in that state. But then Brandon's in this awkward, like, this is just a business deal. How much do I try to connect? And I love Uncle Owen and Cook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
throughout the whole series. They're like the older, wise couple.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're not married in this first book, though, are they?
No, I think it's the
second book they're married.
Yeah.
And living in a little cabin just down from the main house. So I loved them.
Yeah.
They never really talk much. Well, I haven't made it to their book yet because they don't talk much about why Uncle Owen has such trouble getting around, do they?
No. I mean, I feel like they touched on it for a second.
Yeah.
But then that was it. Just with his little, you know, his limp and mm-hmm. moving slower for his age and things like that.
And it was like really difficult for him to get up out of the chair and mm-hmm. and get into the chair. He always had to have help, which surprised me when they said somehow during that whole attack at the ranch, he was able to get up in the hayloft with mm-hmm. Samuel.
Yes.
But then it said it took three of them to get him back down.
Yeah.
That really shocked me because that was a crazy moment too. And then Slim feeling so guilty because it's like his fault that Brandon's lost all this.
I was mad at Slim there too for a while until his book and he came around.
Not Slim. I'm sorry.
Cutie. It was Cutie.
Cutie.
Yeah.
I flipped the two around. Yeah, it was Cutie. Something on my mic. All right, this is just a morning of odd things, I think, happening as we sit here and chit-chat. But what was the... Oh, okay. Now, this is the part that would make Jessica turn red if she was here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time they consummate their marriage, completely floored on the setting for that. Like, no way.
No?
It was her... Well, should I say... Do I want to give it away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first time they consummate their marriage is at her old homestead where she lived with her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your face, Tiffany. You're like, oh, gross. I just think, I don't know. Would that be awkward?
Probably.
Just thinking, like, you know.
But they were trying to get out of the storm and they then were. The emotions and then they're married. I mean.
Yeah.
But I think it, too, was a way of closing that chapter.
True, true.
In that house. And because she kept, I don't know how much to give away, but she kept, like, running back there.
She did.
It's like
you're
there
right.
was nothing there for her anymore. And, I mean, I felt like that kind of closed that door and opened the new one. But it was kind of a turning point in the book.
It was. You're right. It was. Because after that point, it's like, okay, we're a team. We're working hard. They mm-hmm. might have a little.
And you thought things were going on the up and up. And then the.
Mm-hmm.
She does a good job of like getting you all like nice and cozy. And then. Bloop.
Yeah.
With all of her books. Like, you're like, oh, here we go. And then. Nope.
She puts a twist in
puts
there.
Puts something else in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh.
I should say, too, she writes very, very clean romances. I would say she's probably lower on our romance rating than other authors that we've discussed on here. So when I say she that's a scene in there, like it cuts off.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you just enough to know what's going to happen and then it walks away. Yeah. So she does a great job with that. But you're right. The twists. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to give that one away
because
that's a big one. But
I mean, she does say it on the back of the book, but
I mean.
But it doesn't tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you'll have to read to find out.
I know. Yes. And I highly recommend you read the whole series. I know there's 7 books, but they're not super long.
No, like the first one. How many pages? But not very long at all.
Oh, like 263. Yeah.
And I like how she puts a little snippet of the next book at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what keeps you going, like, I got to go to the next one and then the next one. So, they're great. I loved it. Was there anything else that stood out to you or that you really enjoyed about book one or maybe didn't enjoy about book one?
No, I think it did set a really good tone for how the series was going to go. It made you want to read the rest of them because you're obviously his ranch hands and you're like, oh, are they going to get their own book?
Yeah.
But the second book, I guess we'll talk about it when we get there. It kind of jumps a little bit. So that was.
It does.
Yeah. So that was kind of nice, though, to get the background and understand why they are the way they are.
Yeah.
I like the books that we read that are serious because I feel like you get more in depth with the characters and you get to know them. And
mm-hmm.
I like that part of it. So
I do too, because I feel like, oh, you're just part of them, mm-hmm. you know?
And having the other characters show back up here mm-hmm. and there. I like that part too.
Yeah.
To know how their lives, basically how their lives are going.
And she keeps them all in there.
Mm-hmm.
Even through letters, if she has to. Mm-hmm. So, all right. What would you give the mystery rating for this one?
What are our levels again?
Oh, yeah. So our levels are espresso, mm-hmm. which is very little, mm-hmm. mocha, which is medium amount, and latte is a lot. Latte.
I'm going to go espresso because there's a little bit, but not.
Yeah, it's not.
Not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. What about the suspense level?
Espresso.
I would agree too.
Zero to espresso. I mean,
I say a little espresso because there's a dash of it in there, yeah. don't you think?
With like a sprinkle of cinnamon.
Yes. With my brown sugar cinnamon latte. Yeah. Yeah. There's just a little bit when he's in the alley. That's one, I think. Uh-huh. A little bit in the pen with the bull for her.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
And then. I think the other big one is when they're at the ranch and that attack is happening at the ranch.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, I think there's just a little. It's not a ton. It's not meant to be suspenseful. Sprinkle, yeah,
like whipped cream topping.
Yeah. Like that. What about the drama level?
There's some drama.
I would go latte, and here's why I'm thinking latte is she does a really good job of being in their head mm-hmm. in this. Constant questioning of, I don't know what, why was her reaction that way, or why did he react that way? Is it this? Is it that? You know how you get in your own head? She does a really good job of
with her character
showing that.
I agree.
And so, and there was a lot of bickering with them. I felt like just a lot of drama of headbutting
mm-hmm.
when it came to. I think the book the back of the book captured it well when it came to the running of the ranch.
Right.
Yeah. And he having to constantly, like, set his pride aside. Not that she was always right, either. I mean, he was right on some things, too. But anyways. Okay, so we did mystery, suspense, drama.
We got romance.
We have, oh, yes, romance level.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jessica, we're going to say, would be a latte.
She probably would.
Yeah, she would probably say, I'm going to go mocha.
I'm going to go mocha.
It's there,
too.
But it's clean and it's nice.
Yeah. So. It's a sweet romance. Mm-hmm. It really is. And the inspirational level.
I think she does a good job with her inspiration in there. So I'm going to go mocha as well.
Okay. I would say mocha to latte on that because I feel like, well, Brandon especially, because, oh my word, her name went away.
Amanda.
Yeah, she's I was like, whoa, where'd it go? It's morning, I need more coffee in my system is what I think. But Amanda kind of walked away from God and she had to come back to him in this story. Like that was part of her character arc. Whereas Brandon was constantly like going back, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry, help mm-hmm. me, help me. I felt like there was just like it wasn't like beat you over the head with it. It was just part of his daily life, which mm-hmm. was nice to see, which helped me like him better.
At the end, yes.
Yes.
And throughout the rest of the series.
Your initial meeting of him is like, oh, he kind of rubbed you wrong a little bit.
I was like, kind of a dirty dog.
It's just like, I need your cattle.
Right.
Here, you can stay at this house. And yeah.
Right.
So.
Don't do anything while you're there, though.
That's right.
That's kind of how I felt. Like,
yeah, she was just like, yes, don't clean, mm-hmm. don't cook, don't help with chores. It was kind of a mess. So. Yeah.
I mean, some people might like that, but.
I have to do something.
I do, too. That's why I said it.
I mean, people are always like, you got like three jobs. I'm like, I know.
We like to be busy.
I'd like to get rid of one of them. I'd like to go back down to just two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, hey, one day it'll be one mm-hmm. and then one day we'll retire. And when, what are we going to do?
You know, get a ranch.
There we go. Let's buy a ranch together.
Yeah, and- We'll sit on the porch and let them run the ranch.
We'll let the guys do all the work and we'll just relax.
Sounds like a plan.
Although I could use a cook. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
One.
You're a really good cook.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. But my cooking skills have gotten a little rusty because I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, you want me to pick something up? Hey, you want to pick something up tonight? I'm like, we need to stop that.
No.
Because the scale is not very kind.
Oh, right, my God. It's winter. You got to have to. Right. I got to stay warm. Got to stay warm.
Oh, goodness. So anyways, I could use someone like, they do have that service too, you know, where you can, they'll like create meals for you.
Oh, yeah. We've done when I've gotten coupons before, we've done like the box delivery.
How has that turned out for you?
It was really nice. I think the one I liked was, I'll send you the coupons. I think if I still have them. We did it like during a busy season, like over the summer once with the kids, because then they had everything they needed and then they could prep it and then have, because they were in that cooking stage.
Trying it out.
So we tried some new recipes that way. I mean, some of them get repetitive, so we had to take a break. And
yeah.
But yeah, it was nice because they just box your groceries and mm-hmm. and some of them would have the recipe in a bag and everything would be ready and you just make it. And
see,
it's kind of fun to experiment and, you know, that's what it felt like. But yeah.
I don't know if it's something I could do all the time, but there are times when you say like you're busy.
Yeah, we did like the 2-3 meal plan, so that would be not every day we'd have it, but it was nice.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm about to hit a super super busy time. it's like a rat race from now until Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be calm for a little bit. And then from spring break to the end of the school year, it is a rat race again.
Yeah.
So maybe I just try it. I might have to try it. But yeah. I was like, cook, I could use you.
Right.
I could use her in my out. No, what would be great is if I could just have my grandma here because she is an outstanding cook.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, and then I have grandma.
Mm-hmm. You come home and she relaxes you.
Yeah. Anyways, I got way off topic there.
Yeah, it's okay.
But what is your overall lasso rating of an inconvenient risk? Did I say that right? Or convenient?
No, convenient.
I want to keep saying it's inconvenient.
It's okay. Because there is a lot of inconvenience in this series.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so let me try that again. What is your overall lasso rating? Right.
Riding. All right, Jessica, calm down.
I know. I'm turning into Jessica. Which by the way, when you would have seen that video, anyone who's listening or watched, it was absolutely hilarious. The editing of that was,
oh, I bet that was fun.
Oh my. So what is your overall lasso rating of a convenient risk?
I'm gonna go 3 lassos.
Me too. I really enjoyed it. It took me a second, you know, to start enjoying, like we said, because I don't really care for him at first. But after we got in, I was hooked.
Mm-hmm.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Good job, Sarah. Yes. Good job, Sarah. I can't wait to talk to her again. I haven't talked to her for a while. So, all right. Next week, we're going into book 2, which is actually our only Christmas book this year. And it's really more like a novella, but it's considered book 2 in the series.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.